Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Friday, January 22nd, and these are the top stories the Qixi team is watching right now. As many as 5,000 National Guardsmen were kicked out of the Capitol and banished to a parking garage the day after President Biden's inauguration. Following public outcry, they have now been allowed to return. Earlier Thursday, Politico reported that the Guardsmen had been sent to a garage with just one bathroom between them, sparking outrage among the very lawmakers who the troops were sent to D.C. to protect. One unnamed Guardsman said, quote, "Within 24 hours, they had no further use for us and banished us to the corner of a parking garage. We felt incredibly betrayed." National Guard spokesperson Major Matt Murphy said Capitol Police had asked the troops to move on as Congress is now in session. Following the outcry, Brigadier General Jeanine Burkhead, the Inauguration Task Force commander, said the troops had been taken out of the garage and were allowed back in the Capitol building. More than 20,000 National Guardsmen were stationed at Washington following the riot at the Capitol earlier this month and in anticipation of Biden's inauguration. Representative Andy Harris brought a gun with him to the Capitol on Thursday, but was forced to return it to his office after metal detectors went off. He was flagged on his way to the floor of the House, and Capitol Police intervened. According to HuffPost, a spokesperson for the U.S. Capitol Police said they would be investigating the matter. Capitol Police have implemented new security measures, including metal detectors, since the riot at the Capitol building earlier this month. Harris, a Republican from Maryland, has repeatedly defied them by setting off the magnetometers, yet refusing to stop for Capitol Police, as have other members of Congress. Representatives Andy Biggs, Rick Allen, and Lauren Boebert all reportedly refused to be wanded down Thursday after they set off the metal detectors. Temporary security fences still encircle the Capitol. Oh, this guy sounds really not that smart. A Florida man wanted after the Capitol riot tried to return to the scene of the crime for the inauguration of President Biden. Like many of the MAGA fanatics who have been arrested in the 2 weeks since the insurrection, authorities said Samuel Camargo implicated himself by bragging about his participation on social media. He allegedly wrote under a photo of a hand showing a piece of metal from the Capitol, quote, "Got some memorabilia." But dude must have been unsatisfied with his haul. On Tuesday, Florida police went to his home to arrest him, only to find he was gone. Investigators tracked him to Washington, where he was picked up and allegedly admitted he knew he was facing charges. Prosecutors said the man was attempting to attend Biden's inauguration rather than turn himself in. A judge has now agreed to keep Camargo behind bars until a detention hearing next month. Donnie won't be too happy about this. 1.5 million more people watched Joe Biden's inauguration than Donald Trump's. According to Nielsen ratings released Thursday, nearly 40 million people tuned in to the 2021 swearing-in ceremony, which lasted half an hour, versus 38 million in 2017. CNN captured the most viewers with nearly triple the figures it recorded in 2017. ABC News came in second, while Fox News drew in a mere 2.7 million. The network trailed its competitors and its own massive 2017 audience of over 11 million, though the numbers may change as Nielsen tabulates more results. A doctor working for the Harris County Public Health Department in Texas was fired this week and charged with theft for allegedly stealing a vial of the coronavirus vaccine that held 9 doses for personal use. He allegedly took the vial from the Lindsay Lyons Park vaccination site at the end of December and later blabbed to a coworker about swiping it. He faces a year in jail and a $4,000 fine if convicted for the theft. The Harris County District Attorney said that the doctor had, quote, abused his position and will be held accountable under the law. Dave Chappelle is reportedly quarantining after testing positive for COVID-19. TMZ reports that the comedian is said to not be experiencing any symptoms, but the positive test did lead to the cancellation of several of his upcoming shows. He had already performed several shows in Austin, Texas, with precautions in place reportedly requiring both masks and COVID testing by all attendees. Two of the canceled shows this weekend were scheduled to include Joe Rogan, with whom Chappelle was pictured at a venue earlier this week, alongside Elon Musk and Grimes. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.